Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We serve a mighty God. We are just blessed today. We are blessed. We are blessed in more ways than one. We are blessed and we're highly favored. Yes, yes, God is good. God is good to us all the time. God is good to you. All the time, even when you think and you feel that he's not listening, that he's not present, that he's not paying you any attention, he's good. And he's always near. Go get your water. Go get your water. Oh, water is real good. Water is good for our bodies. Yes, yes, yes. We just thank God for everyone that's present today. Yeah, we need the Lord. We need him so much. I'm going to read 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6 through 7. And it says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Did you hear what I said? That he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Glory to God. That's 1 Peter. Chapter 5, verse 6 through 7. Cast all your cares. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, thanking you for this day, thanking you, God, for this very opportunity that you have given us, God. You have given us this opportunity that we can come together and call on you. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for all the blessings, all the provisions that you alone have given us, God. Master, we ask that your Holy Spirit will come in and teach this lesson. Bring clarity to us, oh God, that we may have a desire to live and be doers of your holy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We just thank God again for you. Yeah, we thank God for you. And we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Yes, 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 yes. We know that we have been in this study on doubt. And we talked last week about doubt and how it comes in, familiarizes itself with us. Yeah. And it comes many times and it's unwelcome. We don't call it. We don't invite it in. It comes unannounced. Yeah, it comes unannounced. Yes, yes. So we are going to continue with our word on doubt. God is so good to us. He is good to us. Yes, he is good to us. Even when we can't see, he's blessing us. He's blessing us all the time. Yes, glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Yes, yes. This is where we were last week. Yeah, yeah. So this night we're going to talk about, when I doubt, will I do without? Should I replace doubt with trust? Should I replace it with trust? If we don't get anything from this lesson, please catch this. If you're falling into doubt, or if you've been into doubt, or if you're in doubt at this present time, and maybe you may be just traveling through. Doubt may be coming through you right now. He may be just traveling through your life. Yeah. Do not for a moment feel you can't do any better. Don't feel Yeah, like the Lone Ranger. Don't even feel like that, because you're not alone. You're never alone. We all have been attacked by doubt. Uh-huh. And chewed up by his close friend, fear. Am I talking to anyone today? Well, I'm certainly talking to me. Yes, yes, yes. We all have experienced doubt at some time, some point in our lives. Doubt. Mm-hmm. We're going to go quickly with Genesis chapter 12. And I want to remind you that Genesis is about the beginning of everything, the beginning of the earth. When we say Genesis, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. The sky, the animals, the people. Yeah, it also tells us about the beginning of human sin and about God's love for people, even though they have done wrong things. His love, his love for them, his love for us. Even when we sin, he still loves us, huh? He still loves us, and he will never leave us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody catching on to this? Genesis means the beginning. Mm-hmm. So remember, if it means the beginning, that's a new start. That's something fresh. Beginning. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, the Lord has said to Abram, leave your country. I'm sorry, verse, let me make sure I'm on the right. Yeah, verse 1. Uh-huh. Just trying to check behind myself. The Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Mm-hmm. Now, these are strong orders. Mm-hmm. This is the commandment, the command that God has given to Abram. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to look up me real quickly, verse 12, and make sure, chapter 12, I'm sorry, to make sure I'm at the right, I'm at, that's where I am, at verse 1. Okay, good, good, good. Yes, 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 okay. So it says here, now notice that the Lord is saying to Abram to get away from this country, your people, and his father's house. Move on to the land that he will show him. Now, here we see there must be a strong connection between God and Abram. Yeah, strong connection. Mm-hmm. And you remember, God will choose you. Yeah, he chooses us. He chooses us. Even though we exist and it's in our nature that we desire someone to be over us, someone to lead us and guide us and show us love. He chose us. He chose mankind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now listen to this. In this particular chapter, verse 12, here we see when God is telling Abram to get away from these people, get away from here and go here and separate yourself. I want you to keep in mind that Abram's, because he wasn't, his name hadn't changed at this point. He was Abram. His family were ungodly people. They were ungodly. Yeah. They worshiped idols. They did things that was not pleasing to God. Now, remember, I just said that God will choose you. Yeah. He know how to come into a mix. He know how to come into something that's not what we consider holy. And he knows how to pull you out. Yeah, he will pull you out. He's going to meet you right where you are. Glory to God. Look at this. Look at it. Mm-hmm. And so here we see that he is telling Abram to get up. I want you to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I want you to go. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go to the place where I'm going to tell you to go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen to that. Uh-huh. Okay? Listen to that. Verse 2 says, I will make you unto a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Glory to God. Look at that. So while here, but look. Sounds like I will. Two I wills. I will make you into a great nation, and I will make your name great. Glory to God. Yeah. Sounds like a promise. And here we see that the importance of a name, the name has always been so important. Who you are, it does matter. Mm-hmm. Who's your family? What is your family name? Matters. Yes. Glory to God. It says he's going to bless you. He's going to bless him. Yeah, he's going to bless him simply because of obedience. Obedience has always been better than sacrifice. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And so we see that after this encounter that Abram has with God, he's obedient. They don't have a discussion. Nobody's going to have an argument. Nobody's going to say, I'll talk to you tomorrow. No one says that. It's your obedience. Mm-hmm. Verse 3 says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people on the earth will be blessed through who? Through you, Abram. Through you. Mm-hmm. Point to yourself. Through you. Yeah, through you. So here we see a relationship, a strong gesture, strong blessings and curses. Yeah, all in the same verse. The blessing when you do what I says, the Lord says. Mm-hmm. And of course, your enemies will be cursed. Your enemies, look at that, they will be cursed. Yeah. And what is God saying for us to do? See, this is what goes back to what is the will of God? The will of God for mankind. Yeah, the will of God for man to be holy, for man to be separated, huh? For man to be a teacher and a leader. Yeah. For man to be one who disciples others. That is the will. That is the will. Uh-huh. For us. Yeah. Verse 4 says, so Abram left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Who was Lot? Lot was his nephew. Yeah, his nephew. Okay, and it says, Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Mm-hmm. Had no doubt, believed in God, and moved in obedience. There was no doubt present. None right there. No doubt was present at this time. No doubt. No doubt. Remember, our word tonight is doubt. Yeah. No doubt was present at that time. Mm-hmm. Now, we remember, doubt comes. Mm-hmm. And it comes unexpectedly. It comes uninvited. Mm-hmm. It comes unwanted. Guess. Yeah. That's doubt. Yes. So let's move to verse 5. And it says, he took his wife and his nephew, Lot, and all the possessions that they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram began to move with his close-knit family. He was walking in obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Verse 6 says, Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moriah at Shemesh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Uh-huh. Yeah. During the journey, they would come through areas where the Canaanites were in the land. Yeah. As they continued traveling, they would run into the Canaanites. Okay. Verse 7 says, the Lord appeared to Abram Listen, the Lord appeared to Abram. This is the second appearance. The second appearance. The Lord appeared to Abram and said to you, and said to your offsprings, I will give this land. So he built an altar there. Mm-hmm. To the Lord, an altar, a place of worship, a place of spending time with an almighty God, a place where you could acknowledge God. You could acknowledge God and you could worship. Yeah, that's what an altar. Yeah, altars. We don't hear people having altars too much like they used to. People would have altars in their homes, and they would have time where they could go, and the families would worship God. Mm-hmm. This is the second time that God has spoken to Abram. Mm-hmm. So we see here in the next verse, it says, hold on, stop, and let go. A famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. What is a famine? A famine is a certain time and season where there's lack. There's not enough. There's not enough food. There's not enough water. Everything has become less and less. Less of, huh? Yeah. A famine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many times people can actually go into starvation and they could actually perish because of a famine. Yeah. Yes. As he was about to enter into Egypt, he said to his wife, Sarah, mm-hmm. He says, I know what a beautiful woman you are. Now listen to this real good. I know what a beautiful woman you are. This is her husband, Abram. He's confessing to her and letting her know that he sees her beauty. He knows that she's a very beautiful and attractive woman. Mm-hmm. This is verse 11. So here we see verse 12 says, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, is his wife. And then they will kill me. But let you live. Now, where is God? Where is God? Who sent him here? Who sent Abram on this journey? Who was it? How many times has he spoken to him? God. God spoke to him, and God told him that he was going to bless him, right? So what has happened here? What has actually taken place? What has happened? Look closely. Doubt. Doubt has showed up. Fear has arrived, unannounced. It snuck in. Yeah, through a back door, through an opening. It has snuck in. Yes, fear has come in. Sad. Mm-hmm. Many times, many of us have been caught in a twick 22, just like Abram. We had no idea that all of a sudden we were fearful. And doubt had brought this unannounced guests. Yeah, fear had come in. And Abram had quickly begun to doubt God. He had forgot all about God. He had forgot who told him to come here. He had forgot. And he had begun to talk to Sarah and to tell her, to tell them. When they ask you who you are, to tell them that you are my sister. Huh? Yeah, doubt. Doubt has a way to come in. Doubt has a way that it can come in and cause us to fall in sin. Doubt. Mm-hmm. Doubt. Look at Abram. So his wife, Sarah, she's listening to what her husband is saying to tell them that I'm your brother, that you are my sister. So he has actually begun to doubt God. Yeah, he's forgotten. The question here is this. Mm-hmm. What type of relationship did Abram have with God? What relationship did he have? What type of relationship was this? Had he just met him? Had he known him for years? Or was this a casual relationship that Abram had with God? Which one was it? He had just met him. So for us, he was new. He was new to this. He was new to hearing from God. He was new to having what? A relationship. Yeah, that's the question. So listen to this. Is the time of this relationship important? Is the time of this relationship important? You know, many times when we were babes in Christ, we were new. We didn't know God. I could attest for me. When I didn't know him and he would say things to me, I went to ask someone who knew him. And if I didn't ask someone else, I would go into prayer and ask God to reveal to me, bring clarity to me, Lord, so I could understand better. Because I don't understand. I would ask him because I was new to this. I was new to hearing his voice. I was new to moving at his command. So we ask. The next question is, notice how soon doubt and fear arrived on the trip. Notice how it came quickly. Doubt and fear. It arrived on the trip. So point that needs to be made is to you who are babes in Christ. You who are babes in Christ. And sometimes to some of us seasoned saints gonna come. So you don't need to be bewildered or surprised or overwhelmed because doubt has arrived. Be thankful doubt has come. Because when doubt shows up, that means you are a true believer. Are you listening to who I'm? Am I talking to somebody? That you are a true believer. That you're following the right source. Yeah. Because he has no need to try and bring fear or doubt on those that he already has. He wants you who are walking, taking a stand and believing in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what he wants. So doubt is going to come to you. So don't be overwhelmed. Don't be shocked. Don't be dismayed. So what can we do? What can we do when doubt tries to overtake us? It's going to come. And he's going to try. Remember, doubt and fear, they travel together. Yeah. They're not separate. Doubt appears and then fear comes. Yeah. And they set up residence in your house. Are you listening to me? The first thing we do is we trust God. Yeah, we have to trust God. We trust God no matter what. We trust God no matter what it looked like. We trust him when we can't see him. We trust him when we feel that it's a void. We still trust him. Yeah, that's what we do. That's our stand. That's our grand stand that we as believers take. Glory to God. We speak to God. I just said to you that I call on him. I begin to hold up my hands and pray and ask him to bring clarity to me because I don't understand. Will he do it? Yes, he will. He's that kind of God. Yeah, he's that kind of God. He hears us. He hears the prayers. He looks at our heart. He looks at the sincere heart. And he moves. Glory to God. Yeah. He looks at us, and he comes to our rescue. He comes to refuge to bring us out when we're caught up in a twix, in a twing, in a tangle. We all wrapped up in something, and we feel that we can't get out. Deliverance I'm here to tell you. Deliverance will come. Deliverance will show up. Glory to God. Deliverance. Remind yourself. Sometimes you got to remind yourself. You have to remind you. Are you listening? You got to remind you who you are. Whose you are. You have to remind yourself. If shouting is necessary, if talking out loud is necessary, if calling on God loud is necessary, whatever it takes to put doubt and fear on a run, let them know that they're not welcome. Let them know that they must soon get out. Got to go. He don't belong here. Let them know. Glory to God. Abram had fallen into a situation where doubt had come in and fear had come in, and it had caused him to go into lying and not being truthful. Yeah. But again, remember, Abram here is a babe in Christ. He's a babe. We would consider him a babe in Christ. Yeah. Because this is his first encounter. This is his first encounter with God. This is his first encounter with God. Yeah. So at this particular point, he is the husband of Sarah. So he feels that he has to protect her. Yeah. Think about it. He feels he has to protect his spouse. So in order to protect her, he knows that when they see her beauty and how gorgeous she is, they're going to desire her. And they're going to kill him to get her. So as the husband, the defense mechanism takes charge. It takes charge, I said. And it goes into lying. It has its own plan, a plan that is separate from the plan of an almighty God. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. So doubt comes to all of us. Again, if you are experiencing doubt and fear at any time, right now, last week, never feel that you are alone. You're not alone. It has come to all of us. Yeah. But our weapon of mass destruction is trusting God. We trust him. Yeah. And we call on him because he is our deliverer. Yeah. Deliverance will come when we learn to trust God and not think of our own scheme and plan and plot out and have our own thing to get us out of a situation. But we trust God. We trust his lead. Abram trusts his lead to leave and journey and travel on. But when he got in a situation that he wasn't familiar with, he went right back to the same old lies. So what we have to remember in this lesson is that we trust God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this lesson. We ask, O God, that you continue to bless us, O God. Keep us, Master, under your watchful care. Bring us to a place called deliverance, O God. In Jesus' name, we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And don't forget Sunday evenings with God's Favorite Ministries, Pastor George. And don't forget to pick up a copy of her book, Why Not a Woman, huh? Why not? Why not? Yeah, be blessed and keep trusting God. Amen, amen.